A lunch poem for the Mag City Trio and the Marx Brothers. Whale feathers. An octoroon eating a macaroon at one end of the counter, a lanky Yankee at the other. The waitress immense, her weight compressing her voice. What'll it be, she squeaks. BLT, rye, down, easy on the mayo. And what's this? The girl who ordered the sandwich not listed on the menu is now eating it, very sneakily, hunched over the plate, nibbling, not raising her head after each bite, but keeping her mouth close to the crust, cupped in her hands, her fingertips, right next to the bitten edge, her teeth just missing her nails. Very close, all this is very close. Guy further down mumbles to himself while he eats, a gargantuan orangutan. He's reading the Times, and there's the dead Generalissimo on the front page, but not a bad picture for the Times. And that girl eating the sandwich, holding it tighter now, fingertips pressed into the bread, her pinky pink. It's not going to fly away on you, lady. Good Christ, there it goes. She just relaxed her grip a second, and the damn thing took off. Unbelievable. Tuna salad and bacon on rye, flip-flap, flip-flap, circles over the counter, drops some mayo on her head, slams into the window, squish, slides down the glass and flops dead, hissing on the radiator. She's crying. Everyone rushes over to console her. I don't know what to say. I say, don't worry. It's just one of those things. They won't make you pay for it. They'll make you another just like it. Then I notice the Girl Scout emblem tattooed on her arm and backstep fading into the crowd, head off to work. But passing a newsstand, I see the Times again with the Generalismo's picture on it and think I'll buy a copy. Or maybe one of these magazines with the lovely women on the covers. And I start flipping through those. But the paper man tells me no reading aloud. And I tell him I'm not reading aloud. I'm not even moving my lips. Thank you.